Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third, the third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Zeke Bella. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball 4. DeMaestri moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. DeMaestri moves to third. Garver moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Garver scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Herzog goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Barry Latman now pitching. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive towards first. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Williams, and towards DeMaestri, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Bella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bella is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garver moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garver moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Arias now pitching. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bella hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Smith now playing third base. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Dick Williams now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes House. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Esposito applying the tag. Two outs. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Herzog strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Rudy Arias. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. House is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.